Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It wasn't that long ago that the TV show Nobody Wants This took the country and the world and social media by storm. And a lot of it had to do with this one scene where Adam Brody's character grabbed Kristen Bell's character by the face, made her put her ice cream down, and gave her a big old smooch on the lips.
To control the whole situation. Women were swooning.
People were swooning. People were freaking out.
It was a good kiss. It's not like it was graphic or was overtly sexual. It was just so perfectly sweet and romantic. It wasn't sweet. It was just so perfectly romantic.
Yeah, but you have to remember it is Hollywood, because I know in my world, if I ask my girl to put her ice cream down, she go, "What the hell are you talking about? I'm not putting it anywhere. I'm eating this thing.
I'm going to melt." I'm like, wait, what are you trying to say? Wait, what are you trying to say, sir?
I'm saying she likes ice cream.
You see how quick you can get on this?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see her body shame her like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, they're married. So Adam Brody, of course, is starring in this TV show. Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl is married to him. And they're out on the Golden Globes red carpet. And there's this one interview that's going viral, kind of for all the wrong reasons, for actually the beginning of it, which I believe I cut out of this clip. It's from Access Hollywood, and the interviewer is asking Leighton about how she felt about that kiss. And at one point, like, the interviewer like tries to grab her face, and Leighton is literally like, "Stop, this is why we don't do interviews." And she asked how she felt about Adam Brody giving another woman a kiss of that caliber.
How do I feel about the kiss? I think it's great.
At home behind the scenes.
Oh.
Like, she taught me. I mean, you know.
Everything he knows.
She gets the good stuff. That's not even like the A material.
So basically, like, we think this is like the best kiss ever, but really in their own marriage, it's a lot better behind the scenes.
I know, like, in the moment when you're on the red carpet, you're asking questions, like, you know, it may sound good in your head, but then after, like, asking that question of her, he's an actor. Like, what do you mean? What do you think of the kiss? That seems like that just felt like a gotcha kind of question to ask her. And I kind of felt that from her response when she was like, what do you mean? Well, what about the kiss?
I think Dax Shepard was asked the same thing about Kristen Bell. Or he just volunteered it on his podcast.
Well, they didn't specifically ask about the kiss. They were asking about their chemistry, like how, like, you know, something like that. And also on a podcast, it feels different than when you're on a red carpet.
I think I would have asked it, to be honest with you, how he felt about it.
I get where you're coming from, because I feel like you're not supposed to feel anything, right? It's supposed to be a professional situation of where you're just doing your job.
Yeah, but
so how do you answer that?
But if you're on the outside looking in and you're their significant other and you're watching that kiss, I'm feeling a certain way, even though I know this is how she or he is getting paid.
So, like, in your head, you're feeling like, I'm Jennifer Aniston, and that's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie on Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I gotta be honest, I'm probably feeling a little way about it.
I know
nothing's going on behind the scenes, but man, those lips are mine.
I wouldn't admit it, but I would feel it.
Don't you think, though, like, if that were your profession, too, you would understand it? Like, we've done quote-unquote role-playing on this show where you and Kristen aren't married, you know, and I'm sure your girlfriend doesn't think twice about it because she gets it. So when you're an actor, you get it. And honestly, I agree with you. I thought it was a really lazy question for the red carpet. It felt like a gotcha moment, and it felt like they were trying to get some headline out of, Blair Waldorf or Leighton Meester, you know, is jealous of Kristen Bell.
So she was trying to do her job. Because, I mean, that's what they're there to do.
Yeah, I guess they are. But as a journalist, I just expect more. Like, find
you
a
shouldn't.
New angle.
That's the problem.
They got a job and it was handled well.
And I think what's tough about it is it really does depend on who you're asking, because any other person, maybe if they were in a better mood or if they hadn't been asked that question 1,000 times, may have had a more interesting and better response to it. But I think at this point, Leighton is probably sick of people saying, "How do you feel about your husband kissing another woman?" That she's like, really, are we still on this?
Speaking of like bad questions to ask on the red carpet, did you see what that one reporter asked Ariana Grande?
No.
What? This is, it's so random. And it just seems like, why on the Golden Globes red carpet would you ask somebody this? They asked if her grandmother was still alive.
Wait, what?
Yes, because she had this beautiful thing on social media where she flew down to see her grandma and they watched Wicked together because her grandmother was the one that took her to Wicked on Broadway, and they have like this massive, like she let her and her grandmother have this beautiful relationship, and they're on the red carpet, and she, you know, she had posted about this a couple months ago or whatever when the movie came out. And the reporter's like, is your grandmother still alive? And I'm like, what?
That's a wild way to phrase it.
Why would you ask that? Because Ariana Grande fans are like living. Of course, sure. She handled it gracefully and she, you know, was fine. But they were all just like, why the hell would you ask her that question?
How do you transition after the person says no?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's over.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah. Now what?
All right. Justin Baldoni's attorney says he's ready to sue Blake Lively into oblivion. I'm going to tell you what evidence he plans to expose on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.